近这几个礼拜我们逐日的信息啊，接着几个礼拜我们都交通关于出埃及记的信息。
Recently our Sunday sermons have been focusing on the book of Exodus.
到明天早上我们就要最后一次读出埃及记。
By tomorrow morning we will be able to finish the entire book of Exodus.
我在问我自己，当我合上圣经，直到我下一次再读出埃及记这个当中我会记得些什么事。
So I was thinking, what will I remember by the time I read the book of Exodus again?
这一次读完出埃及记，有什么东西留在我的心里面？
Is there anything that will remain in my heart after reading this book this time?
我相信我们可以有很多点。
And I believe there can be many points that we can remember.
我们读完出埃及记，我们会记，我们立刻就会想到很有名的一句话 ，Let my people go.
And I believe many of us will remember this particular verse that says, "Let my people go."
我们也会，我们也很深的印象，神在那里呼召以色列人盖一个会幕。
And we can remember that God was calling the Israelites to build a tabernacle.
在以往的日子里，的主日里面，我们交了许多关于这类的信息。
In the past Sundays, we have shared a lot about these messages.
可是若是我只能讲一点的话。
And if I were to only share on one point.
如果只有一点，我觉得非常非常重要的。
And that there's one point that is very important.
这一次我读出埃及记的时候，我特别注意，我特别留在我心里面的一点。是神要改变我的生命。
The one thing that has deeply impressed upon my heart is that God is to change our lives.
神不是只要做一件事情。
God is not just doing one something.
是的，出埃及开始的时候，以色列人他们在埃及因为生活的那个苦难，他们在呼求神，神就要把他们带出来。
Yes, in the beginning of the book of Exodus, we see that the Israelites were in bondage and they were working hard labor andTherefore, they cry out to God.
好像是做一件事情。
And as if God was just doing something.
但是不是。
Doing one thing, but actually not.
我们常常我们跟神来往，在我们的记忆里面，好像都是一件一件的事情。
In our own memory, as if God was just doing one thing at a time.
哪一次我遇到什么事，我祷告，神听我的祷告。
When it was that when I pray and God listened to my prayer.
我遇到什么事情，那个神搭救我。
Or when I faced something, God delivered me.
好像都我们对。在我们身在我们的记忆里面都是一件件单独的事。
Based on our memory is one is in each individual thing.
但在出埃及记里我们看到这神不是要做一件件单独的事。
But in the book of Exodus we see God wasn't to do just one single thing at a time.
神一再说他当他救百姓的时候，他就一再说我要跟你们建立一个长远的关系。
And when God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, God told them that I am to establish a long-term relationship.With you.
从此以后你们属于我的。
And from now on, you belong to me.
而且是个很密切的关系。
And it's a very intimate relationship.
人之间最密切的关系就是家的关系。
The most intimate relationship among men is that of a family.
我常说所有的关系都会断，但是家的关系最密切。
And any other relationship can end, but a family relationship lasts a long time.
神说他要建立一个家。
God says that he is to build, he is to establish a family.
直到新约还在重复这样的话。
Even in the New Testament, God repeated the same thing.
我们从前是远离神的人。
In the past, we were far from God.
我们各族各国各方各民的人离神很遥远。
We were from different countries, we speak different tongues, and we are far from God.
主出生在犹大地，在中东。
Jesus was born in the Middle East.
我们在中国。
But yet we are in China.
我们可能在其他的国家。
Or maybe you are from different countries.
我们离神很遥远。
But we are so far away from God.
但神把我们都带来，他说我们不再做客旅，不再做寄居的，我们要成为神家里的人。
But yet God brought us all together, and He says that He wants us to be of one family.
什么是家呢？
So what is a family?
我觉得一个家有一个固定的住处。才是家，一个家人跟固定的住处成为家。
A family consists of members and a place where they can live together.
所以神要我们建造会幕。
Therefore, God wants us to build a tabernacle.
出埃及记里面除了非常神非常仔细的吩咐以色列人怎样建造那个会幕。
In the book of Exodus, we see how God gave detailed instructions as to how to build a tabernacle.
哦，我们知道房子不会成为家的。
A building might not necessarily become a family.
对，这个我们把房子盖好了，不见得我们就有一个美满的家。
Even if you can build a great building, but it might not be a good family.
是的，要一个美好的家，一定要有住的地方。
Yes, in order to have a good family, you have to have a place to live.
哦，若是今天我和 Emily Rory 整天在马路上游荡，没有住处，你们不会说我们是一个美满的家。
Today, if Emily and Lori and myself, we wander out on the street every day, you wouldn't say that we have a good family.
哦，但是我们盖好房子以后，什么使这个房子成为一个美满的家呢？
But after the construction of a building, then when do we achieve having a good family?
哦，在于里面的人健康良好。
It depends upon all the members in the family are healthy.And wholesome.
在出埃及记里面不仅讲到建会幕。
In the book of Exodus, not only we see the building of tabernacle.
非常奇妙的，神也让我们稍微看到一点这个神家，这个家人在这个房子里面居住的那种味道。
God allows us to see to have a taste of being able to live inside of it.
我们在出埃及记里，我们看到有一天神跟摩西讲，你要带以色列的70个长老都到我这里来。
And God told Moses that he is to bring 70 elders together with him to see God.
我们看见在出埃及24章里面，这些人就到了山上朝见神。
In chapter 24, these people went up to see God.
很奇妙，他说他们看见神。
And wondrously, they saw God.
他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石。
And their feet, and there was under his feet, as it were a paved work of sapphire stone.
他们看到以后，他们感觉到好像天色的明净。
And it was like the very heavens in its clarity.
然后他的手呢不加害在以色列的尊者上。
And that, his hand, and that his hands did not put harm on these elders.
哦，这些以色列的尊者当中有一些马上就要犯大罪的人。
And these nobles of the children of Israel, they were about to commit great sin.
我们知道接下去亚伦就造了个金牛犊。
And then subsequently we know that Aaron actually made a golden calf.
哦，但是他们朝见神的时候，他说神的手不加害在以色列尊者的身上。
But when they beheld God, God did not lay his hand on these nobles of the children of Israel.
他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
They saw God and they ate and drank.
像不像一个家？
Doesn't that look like a family?
哦，我们家人团聚在一起最快的就吃饭的时间了。
And as a family, the best time we spend together is the time that we eat together.
我常说我们家喜怒哀乐都是靠吃饭解决的。
Whether it's joy or sorrow, or when you're angry, that we use our meal time to solve all these issues.
神要建造这么一个家。
God is to build such a family.
这个图画让我感觉到什么呢？
So what does this picture allow me to feel?
首先我们感到 heavenly, 属天的。
Firstly, we feel heavenly.
这世界上没有的。
It cannot be found in this world.
我们在线上找不到这么一个地方。
We cannot find such a place in this world.
第二个明净。
Secondly,
单纯。
Is clear, purity.
这个字也很难形容。
It's very difficult to describe this word.
我们也用个相反的名词说，它不复杂。
So we use the opposite term to try to describe it, which is complex.
神跟人和谐。
God and man are in harmony.
这里有三个词可以形容，一个是 heaven, 一个属天的，一个单纯和谐，另外是和谐。
So we can use three words to describe the condition they were in, that is heavenly purity and harmony.
哦，我今天要特别注重在和谐这个字上。
Today I want to spend a little bit more time on harmony.
哦，家是家人共同建造的。
A family is to be built by all the members together.
一个家成立一定有个共同的生命。
When a family is built, they have shared the same life.
是不是一家人才住在一起？
Don't, if you are of the same family, you live together.
哦，但是共一个家要和谐，还要需要我们共同喜欢在一起生活。
But in order for the family to be in harmony, all the members would have to want to live together.
而不仅我们的生命相同。
Not only we are of the same life.
我们的生活方式要相同。
Our lifestyle has to be the same too.
我们中国人常说呢，不是一家人不进一个门。
There's a Chinese saying that if you're not of the same family, then you cannot go through the same door.
是不是我们喜欢到这里，我们有个归属感，那一定说出我们有些东西相近的。
We like to come here. We feel we have the sense of belonging. There must be something that is the same.
我常跟弟兄姐妹讲，我们不需要去拉人到我们教会。
We oftentimes say we don't need to drag people from other churches to come.
哦，但是我们要寻找自己喜欢的那个教，跟我们生命响应的教会。
But we need to find a church that resonates with what we want.
哦，不是一家人就不进一个门。
If you're not of the same family, you don't go through the same door.
哦，一个和谐的家，就是我们的生活有和，就我们共同在一起享受这样的生活。
A harmoniousfamily takes members to enjoy the same kind of lifestyle.
哦，但是我们信主以后，我们才知道我们是远离神的人。
But after believing in the Lord, we realize that we were far away from God.
哦，在出埃及记一开始的时候，那以色列的百姓离神非常的遥远。
In the beginning of the book of Exodus, the people of God were so far away from Him.
哦，所有认识这个约瑟跟他们那一代的人认识神的人都已经过世了。
Joseph and the people of his generation, they all died.
他们生活在埃及。
They live in Egypt.
哦，神离他们非常的遥远。
God was very far away from them.
哦，真的，我们信主以后才知道我们的性情原来跟神非常的遥远。
And then we realized that our nature was so different from that of God's.
哦，这个，但是以弗所书告诉我们，那些你们从前是远离神的人。
But in the book of Ephesians, we see that we were far away from God.
哦，现在我们成为一家的人。
But now we have become members of the household of God.
这个家里面包括各式各样的文化，各式各样的生活习惯。
And this family consists of everyone who has different habits and different lifestyle.
渐渐的，神把我们建造成一个和谐的家。
Gradually, God constructs us to be a harmonious family.
哦，但是我们信主的时候，我们不会感觉到的。
But when we just believe in the Lord, we don't sense it.
啊，前不久我有机会在礼拜六晚唱诗的晚上，我听到包君做见证。
Our last Singspiration meeting, Brother Bao Jun shared a testimony.
哦，他信主以后，他很高兴的信主了。
He gladly accepted the Lord and believed in Him.
但是他一信主完，他就不高兴了。
But then right after he believed in the Lord, he was unhappy.
哦，原来信主不那么简单。
So he realized that actually believing in the Lord wasn't that simple.
还有那么多的要求。
There are so many demands.
原来圣经里面对我们有那么多的指点。
And that there are a lot of instructions for us in the Bible.
是跟他以前所知道的、所习惯的完全不一样的。
It's totally different from his past habits.
他很不高兴。
He was upset.
我记得他说他曾经试着下个决心，我就不要信了。
And he came to a point that he didn't want to believe anymore.
哦，这是非常非常真实的故事。
That's a real story.
我们没有人那么喜欢跟神住在一起的。
Not too many of us really like to dwell with God.
哦，神，当我们祷告，神答应我们祷告的时候，我们很喜欢神。
When we pray, God listens to our prayers. We really like God.
但是要住在一起，那有点麻烦。
But to be together, to live together, that there comes trouble.
所以我出门时，我一定住旅馆。
So whenever I go anywhere, I would stay in a hotel.
免得我们亲朋好友互相尴尬。
So that we don't have any embarrassments.
啊，真的住在一起不容易。
It's not easy to live together.
哦，在路加福音里面，我们看到那个父神有两个儿子。
In the Gospel of Luke, we see the Heavenly Father has two sons.
那个小儿子他就不喜欢跟父亲住在一起。
The younger son did not like to live with the father.
他喜欢过他自己的生活。
He wanted to live his own life.
啊，我们都希望我们所领受的福音是这样子的。
That's the kind of gospel we wanted to hear.
哦，但神要改变我们的生命。
But God is to transform our lives.
哦，直到我们的生命有和谐。
Until we have harmony in our lives.
哦，我们常常不知道神的心意。
We oftentimes don't know God's desire.
我们真的觉得我们信主以后怎么还有那么多额外的要求？
We didn't know that after believing in the Lord, there are so many demands.
哦，我们以为我们可以选择我们要不要听这些要求。
And we thought that we can choose which one we want to listen to.
哦，我们觉得我们信主已经不错了。
And we think that we assume that believing in the Lord, we're pretty good already.
哦，从此以后我可以决定我要做什么样的基督徒。
And from now on, I can decide what kind of Christian I want to be.
哦，我们永远不知道神想着我们的心意。
We will never know God's heart's desire toward us.
我们不知道神爱我们。
Because we wouldn't know that God loves us.
哦，我们不知道神对我们有极大的盼望。
And we wouldn't know that God has such great hope on us.
神是真心要解决我们的问题。
And He truly wants to solve our problems.
哦，我们的生命都不是单纯的生命。
Our lives are not simple.
哦，我们的生命是不和谐的。
And our lives are not pure, and they are not harmonious.
哦，不是神特别干净，神特别圣洁，所以要求我们要怎么圣洁。
It's not because God is especially holy and therefore He demands that we are holy.
我们生命的问题我们自己看不见的。
We don't see our own problems in our own lives.
哦，但是我们稍微有些人生经历的弟兄姐妹。
But for those brothers and sisters who have more experience in life.
哦，我还没有遇到一个人年纪越大的时候越喜欢复杂的。
But I've never met anyone who has grown a little older that would like complexity or being complicated.
哦，最近我遇到许多跟我差不多年纪的弟兄姐妹，我们共同有个心愿，盼望我们家简单一点，把东西丢掉一点。
Brothers and sisters that are around my age, when we talk about things, we all like to get rid of more things.
哦，我们年轻的都希望得，我家里东西越多越好。
When we're young, we just want to collect more things.
哦，到现在我们真的觉得很厌倦。
But now we are tired of it.
我们希望家里越简单越好。
We want our homes to be simple.
哦，我们越过越盼望里面的平安。
More and more, we want peace within.
哦，这就说出我们没有这两样东西。
That talks about we don't have these two things.
哦，神要带我们走过一段路，要把这两样东西赐给我们。
God is to lead us to walk a journey so that He can give those two to us.
哦，但是我们的生命是没有办法的。
But our lives just can't do it.
神要不断的改变我们。
God has to constantly transform us.
哦，那我们我们生命里面有单纯
，so that we can have purity inside，
让我们的生命里面有和谐
，so that in our lives we have harmony。
哦，不仅我们跟神和谐
，not only we have harmony with God，
我们跟人和谐
，we also have harmony with men，
我们跟自己里面有平安
，as well as harmony with ourselves。
哦，这是神一直要做的事
，that is the thing that God is constantly doing，
因为神爱我们
，because He loves us。
他真的要解决我们的问题。
And He is to solve our problems.
他对我们有极大的期盼。
And He has great expectations on us.
啊，我们再回顾一下我们所读的出埃及记。
And as we reflect the book of Exodus that we have read.
啊，我们看到以色列人他们跟神来往的过程。
And we see the process of the Israelites
the process 那个以色列人跟神来往的时候。
How the Israelites got along with God.
我们不要觉得它是以色列人的故事。
And don't think that is a story only for the Israelites.
人性从古到今没有改变。
The story of humans have not changed throughout generations.
我们可以从他们故事里面看到我们自己的小影。
We can see a little shadow of ourselves from reading their story.
在开始的阶段，以色列人的确是因为外面的痛苦来这样呼求神。
In the beginning stage, the Israelites cried out to God because of their bondage.
他们甚至都觉得命苦。
And they felt that they were in such pain, in affliction.
他们生活里面的重担。
And their burdens of life.
他们的人生里面没有长远的价值。
There was no worth, no value in their lives.
神就听他们的呼求。
And so then God heard their groanings.
我们常常信主都是因为一件事。
And when we believe in the Lord, it's oftentimes because of one thing.
非常像以色列人。
And it's very much like the Israelites.
许多的时候是因为外面的生活里面某一个压力。
A lot of times it's because of certain pressure in life.
一个问题。
Or in a problem.
我自己回到主面前，忽然间我有个虚幻的思想。
It was for myself, when I had this vain thought.
在我二十出头的时候，有一天我忽然间人生好虚空。
In my early 20s, suddenly I felt that life is so empty.
这些都非常好。
That's very good.
我们不要觉得我们这个怎么讲？我们在利用神。
And don't think that we are exploiting God.
我觉得这是神的恩典。
And because this is God's grace.
当我们遇到问题的时候，我们转向神。
When we face problems, turn to God.
忽然间神把一个思想放在我里面，我需要神。
And so suddenly God placed a thought in me that I need God.
若不是神的恩典，我们不可能有这样的思想。
If it wasn't for God's grace, we wouldn't even have that thought.
我自己知道的。
I know it myself.
我是生在牧师家的孩子。
I was born in the pastor's home.
直到我二十多岁，我才忽然间觉得人生那样的虚空。
It wasn't until my early 20s that I realized life is so empty.
我那一天才下定决心，我要转向神。
It was that day that I made up my mind to turn to God.
这是恩典。
That is grace.
神听我们的呼求。
God hears our groanings.
因为早在以先神纪念他自己的约。
Because way back, God remembered His own covenant.
所以以色列人他们觉得神在哪里啊？
So then the Israelites they suddenly realized, where is God?
但是神一直在看着他们。
But actually, God was looking, was watching over them.
创造万有的神。
The God who created all.
他说了一句我们不能够明白的话。
He said something that we don't understand.
知道他们的苦情。
And He remembers their affliction.
他哪里知道我们做人的痛苦？
How can He know how painful it is to be a human being?
但是他知道他们的苦情。
But He said He knows, He acknowledges.
他就在搭救他们。
And He delivers them.
这是我们的经历。
This is our own experience.
神带他们出了埃及。
God led them out of Egypt.
真像母亲带孩子一样。
It is just like a mother leading her child.
他知道有条近路，但是会遇到会遇到追兵。
He knows that there is a short route, but then they will face warfare.
他们还是 baby.
So the Israelites were still babies.
他们不适合走这个路，他们会害怕。
They were not fit to walk the short route.
他们走不同的路。
So that God led them to a different route.
像不像我们带孩子？
Isn't that like how we lead our kids?
神知道他们的软弱。
God knows their weakness.
神没有硬要他们走什么路。
God did not insist a certain path that they have to take.
我们信主以后，神也常常带我们走一个容易的路。
After we believe in the Lord oftentimes leads us to go through an easier way.
百姓看见神的作为，他们就相信神。
The people saw the work of God and they believed in God.
他们过了红海以后，他们就在那里唱诗赞美神。
After they crossed the Red Sea, they were singing and praising God.
我常觉得那是个最好的赞美敬拜。
I thought that was the best praise and worship.
摩西因为经历到神的恩典，看到神的作为，他在那里赞美神。
Moses was praising God as he saw God worked, as he saw how God worked.
很自然的。
It was very natural.
他的姐姐以那个米利暗听了以后，他心里也想，于是他也拿着鼓出来跳舞，那个唱和。
And even Miriam came out and started playing the drums and started singing, praising.
非常的真实，非常的自然。
It was very natural and real.
但是渐渐的就那个他们又来到一个地方，一喝那个水是苦的。
But then they came to a place and tried drinking the water, but it was bitter.
我们天然的 生命。
Our natural lives.
没有人喜欢苦。
No one likes bitterness.
苦这个字是我们都要逃避的。
Whenever it's bitter, we want to flee from it.
哦，有水喝，但是是苦的。
There's water to drink, but the water is bitter.
哦，他们忘记了，你知道，我们非常不喜欢苦，他们忘记，他们刚刚在埃及出埃及记，就因为生活苦，所以在那里呼求神。
They totally forgot that when they were in Egypt, their lives were so bitter.
哦，他们在这里一喝这个水是苦的，他们就开始抱怨。
But then once they came to this place, the water was bitter.
哦，他们就开始夸大的在那里抱怨。
They began to grumble against God.
这是我们的本性。
This is our very nature.
我们不喜欢苦。
We dislike bitterness.
我们很容易忘记神的那个恩典。
We easily forget God's grace.
我们也忘记神的作为。
And we forget His work.
刚刚才看到的，我们就会忘记了。
We just saw it, but then we forgot right away.
我目前的感觉是最真实的。
What I feel at this present time is the most real to me.
我不喜欢。
I dislike it.
所以我们开始抱怨。
So we begin to grumble.
怎么那么苦啊？
Why is it so bitter?
哦，神就医治他们。
And God healed them.
哦，我觉得非常好。他说神在那里就跟他们立定一些典章跟律法。
And there God gave them His laws and His decrees.
哦，为了要试验他们。
In order that He would test them.
哦，神就说，他说你们若是留心听我的话，又行我眼中看为正的事。
And God said, if you heed my law and do the things that is right in my eyes,
我就不将加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我耶和华是医治你的神。
Then I will not send down the plague that I sent upon the Egyptians, because I am the God who heals you.
哦，这个苦不是在外面。
This bitterness is not on the outside.
他们以为是埃及苦。
They thought that it was bitter in Egypt.
过了红海，怎么还苦？
Why is it that after crossing the Red Sea, it's still bitter?
哦，那个苦在我们心里面，随着我们走。
The bitterness is within us, and it follows us wherever we go.
所以神说我要医治你。
Therefore, God says, I will heal you.
哦，我是医治你的神。
I am the God who heals you.
若是你听我的话，肯跟随我。
If you're willing to hear my words and follow me.
哦，接着我们看到更不容易的，没有食物。
And then they got to a point where there was no food.
哦，神为什么带我们走旷野的道路，没有食物呢？
Why did God lead us through the way of the wilderness where there is no food?
我从埃及带出那点食物早就用完了。
The food that we brought out of Egypt, we have consumed it long ago.
哦，我们所有信主的人都听，我们读圣经的都听过一句听过一个经节，人活着不单靠食物。
We all who read the Bible, we read this verse before that says God does not, that man does not live by bread alone.
那是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by the word that proceeds out of the mouth, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
我不知道你们怎么接受这样的经节。
I don't know how you receive this verse.
哦，我们觉得这个太玄了。
We think that this is so abstract.
食物是我们最熟悉的。
Food is something we're very familiar with.
我们出生那一刻。
The very moment we were born,
还不认识谁是母亲，我们就开始吃食物。
We started taking in food before we even know who our mother is.
哦，我们的生命就是靠这个食物维持的。
Because our life is sustained by food.
这是我们最熟悉的生活方式。
That is the most familiar lifestyle that we have.
哦，我们面临两个非常。非常不一样的生活方式。
We are facing two very distinctly different lifestyles.
哦，从前我们所熟悉的是埃及的生活。
The life we are familiar with is the one that was in Egypt.
在那里有食物的。
Over there was food.
哦，有我们所吃的非常习惯的食物。
There is food that we eat, and we are very familiar with.
哦，只要我们有一点点的能力。
As long as we have a little bit of strength.
哦，我们生活再怎么苦，我们都还可以选择食物。
No matter how bitter our life was, we can still choose what kind of food we wanted.
哦，这个是他们所熟悉的。
That was what they were familiar with.
哦，他们就怀念以前的生活方式。
So they remember, they missed that kind of life.
哦，从前我们生活里面，我们有食物吃。
In the past, we had food to eat.
甚至有我们喜欢的食物。
Even food that we like to eat.
我们吃了食物，我们才有能力可以去做工。
We eat food so that we have strength to work.
我们做工，我们才有能力再买食物。
We work so that we can have ability to buy food to eat.
我们工作越成功，我们可以选择的食物就越多。
The more successful we are at work, then the more choices we have.
这是成功人生。
That is a successful life.
这是我们所习惯的方式。
That's the kind of life we are so used to.
现在怎么到个地步，到了个地方没有食物？
But why is it that when we came to a place where there is no food?
神会带领我们到旷野。
God will lead us through the wilderness.
我们发现，我们今天要生活的，我们生活要丰盛，好像我们预备食物的能力越来越差。
As if the more abundant we want to be, the more the ability to get food diminishes.
不错，我从小就是好孩子。
Yes, I was a good kid when I was young.
说是我们从小就是好孩子。
We all are good kids when we were young.
我们也都是好学生。
And we're good students too.
我们都非常认真的读完书。
And we study diligently and finish our studies.
我不知道你们有没有这个感觉，一旦你开始工作做了以后，你就发现你读的书好像不大够用。
Then as soon as you started working, you realize what you study is not enough for work.
好像需要的更多一点。
As if you needed more.
我第一天上班的时候，我老板跟我讲，你读书不重要，最重要是学做人。
The first day I worked, my boss told me.It's not important to
your education is not important.
Your education is not important.
最重要的是怎么学习怎么做人。
The more important thing is to learn how to be a person.
我还没开始坐下上班呢。
I haven't even had a chance to sit down and work.
他就跟我讲那些都没有用，不太重要。
He told me that's not important.
他说这办公室里大家都会那一套。
He said that actually all the people in this office know all that already.
忽然间。
And so suddenly.
这个我没学过。
Well, I've never learned how to be a person.
How to conduct yourself.
How to conduct yourself.
接着你结完婚以后。
And then after you get married.
你有孩子以后。
After you have kids.
你真的才发现人生的重担不那么紧，太多了。
And then you realize you have so many burdens in life.
你忽然间觉得你力不能生。
And then realize that you don't have enough strength to go through.
我们面临一个旷野。
We face a wilderness.
我们积存的那一点食物不够用。
The little bit of food that we collected is not enough.
我们想起神说，人活着不单靠食物。
And then we remember God says that man does not live by bread alone.
那是他口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
我们能够信吗？
Can we believe that?
不简单。
It wouldn't be simple. It wouldn't be easy.
我们只相信自己的。
Because we only believe in ourselves.
要我们相信神，那不简单。
For us to believe in God, that is not easy.
所以神要训练我们。
So God is to train us.
神接着说话了。
And God spoke.
你们出去捡玛拉。
He said, "You go out and gather manna."
每天清早的时候出来捡。
And go gather manna early in the morning.
太阳一照就没了。
Because as soon as the sun comes out, there's no more.
而且每天要出去捡。
And you have to go out to gather it every morning.
你不能够一下捡好多天。
You can't just gather enough for many days.
你捡了也没有用，会坏掉。
Even if you gather for multiple days, they are going to rot.
而且你只能捡你够你吃的就可以。
And you have to gather what's enough for you.
不要捡多的。
Don't gather more than what you need.
这几句话就够要我们的命了。
And just those verses alone is going to require us a lot.
为什么要清早？
Why early morning?
我昨晚好累啊。
I was so tired last night.
为什么要每天？
Why every day?
我们心里充满了挂虑。
Our hearts are filled with worries.
我们以为神是在为难我们，要我们早起。
We thought that God is trying to make it hard for us that we have to get up early in the morning.
我们以为神是这个特别吝啬，每个人不可以多捡多的，你多捡了，别人就没了。
And then we thought that God is so stingy that we only gather enough for ourselves.
都在我们的心里面，问题都在我们的心里面。
The problem is all in our hearts.
我们人永远是充满了挂虑。
We are always filled with worries.
是不是我们今天够了以后，我们就怕明天呢？
Is it true that when we have enough for today, we worry about not having any for tomorrow?
我买了一样好东西，我们就怕以后人家不做这个东西了。
I bought a very good thing. I'm afraid that people won't make this again.
赶快再多买一点。
So I'm going to buy more.
所以仓库就是这样子来的。
That's how you have a storehouse.
仓库专门装你不需要用的东西。
Storehouses are specifically made for storing things that you don't need.
而你怕以后还要用。
Because you're so afraid that you're going to need it in the future.
所以我们就盖了好多好多的仓库。
So then we build a lot and a lot of storehouses.
卖不出去的东西。不能 sell 的东西。
Things that you can't even sell.
还不能，这个目前还用不到的东西。
Things that you can't even use in this, at this time.
我们美国最富有，每个人家都有个小仓库。
Every one of us has a shed.
我们喜欢多一点。
Because we want more.
我们喜欢比别人多一点。
We want to have more than others.
我们喜欢超过别人一点。
We want to be just a little bit more than others.
我们是不能够相信神。
We just simply cannot trust God.
这是旷野。
This is wilderness.
我们太知道物质的缺乏。
We know so well the lacking of materials.
好不容易神降下来了。
God sent down food.
我若不多存一点，万一他明天不降了呢？
If I don't gather more, what if he doesn't send it down tomorrow?
我们对神有很多的问号。
We have so many question marks toward God.
我们看到这个当神吩咐完以后，以色列人就没有办法遵守这几句话。
After God gave these commands, the Israelites simply could not follow it.
神要救我们脱离我们刚所唱的诗歌非常好，救我脱离增进，脱离嫉妒，脱离所有的迷恋。
The song that we sang was very good. Deliver me, set me free from all my worries, all the rivalries, all the bondage.
神要建立我们一个单纯依靠的生命。
He is to establish our simple life of trusting Him.
真的要我们过个一无挂虑的生活。
And that we can live a life that is free of worries.
神就训练他们只能够照着神所规定的来取。
So God was training them to only collect what they needed for that day.
多少时候神带领我们一步。
Oftentimes when God led us one step.
我们立刻想问到明天呢。
And then we will say, well, what about tomorrow?
那下一个问题发生的时候怎么办呢？
What if something else happens?
神说你们就为今天忧虑就够了。
God says that you only worry for today.
明天你要相信。
For tomorrow, you need to trust.
你若是不相信我，你心里没有安息的。
If you don't trust me, you will have no rest.
你一定要学习相信我。
You must learn to trust me.
我们知道百姓在以色列旷野走了40年，没有缺少一天的食物。
The Israelites walked in the wilderness for 40 years, but they did not lack any food for one single day.
神不要我们整天在神家里面战惊恐惧的过日子。
He does not want us to be in his family, and yet we are trembling with fear.
天天怀疑爸爸。
Every day we're doubting the Father.
他我们建立一个新的关系。
He wants to establish a new relationship with us.
相信。
To believe him.
这是一个更深的问题。
There's a deeper issue here.
我们从外面的问题一直进到最我们生命里的问题。
All the external problems, they all come into the inside of us.
我们多少次祷告都是因为外面的问题。
A lot of our prayers are based on the external problems.
但是神就一次一次借着这些问题来让我们认识我们心中深处的问题。
But time after time, God wants us to realize the real problem within us.
我们从开始到现在都是喜欢造神的人。
From the beginning until now, we are people that like to make gods.
什么是造神呢？
What does it mean by making gods?
我们需要一个我们能够掌握有把握的神。
We need a God that we can control over.
好，我们要选择我们跟他来往的方式。
We want to choose the way how we get along with him.
我们不喜欢神是那么看不见的。
We don't like a God that is invisible.
我们总要造偶像。
We want to make our own idols.
以往我们是拜偶像的人。
In the past, we worship idols.
我们信主以后。
After believing in the Lord.
在我们当中，我们再兴起偶像来拜。
Among us, we raise up idols again.
我们永远需要个看得见摸得着的东西。
We always want something that we can see, that we can touch.
我们可以理解的。
Something that we can comprehend.
我们能够接受的。
Something we can receive.
以色列人也是一样。
We can accept. The same with the Israelites.
当摩西上山了。
When after Moses went up to the mountain.
40天没有下来。
For 40 days he did not come down.
他们就开始慌了。
So they began to fear.
赶快我们造一个神出来吧。
Let's make a God right away.
他们造了一个神以后，他们就开始很敬拜。
After they made the God, right away they start worshiping it.
他们没有否定神。
They did not deny God.
他们说这个造出来的东西就是那个以前带领我们的。
They said this God that we made is the one that was leading us.
我们一直要有一个可以掌握的。
We need something that we can control.
那接着他们就在那里献平安祭。
And there they offer up peace offering.
什么是平安祭呢？
What is peace offering?
平安祭的另外一个名字叫做交通祭。
Another term is fellowship offering.
就是跟神能够来往的。
That is we can commune with God.
他们在那里指定一个方法，在这里以后我们要这样子来跟神来往。
They decided that this is going to be the way that we get along with God.
他们在那里敬拜完。
After they worship there.
他们就在那里吃喝。
They ate and drank
玩耍
and play.
这是我们喜欢的敬拜方式，大家快乐。
That's the worship style we all like because everybody is happy.
这个气氛多 high.
This atmosphere is so high.
我们喜欢造神啊。
We like to make God.
我们一直这非常难除掉的。
It's very difficult to remove that.
多少次我们读圣经。
So many times we read the Bible.
这个我们不能接受的。
Well, this I cannot accept it.
这是我们不喜欢的。
This is something I don't like.
以前我侍奉主的时候。
In the past when I served the Lord.
有一个前面一个弟兄，他带领我们读圣经。
A brother who was leading us to read, instructing us to read the Bible.
他带我们就不断的把圣经一遍遍的读。
He was leading us to read the Bible, entire Bible one time and after another.
他带我们读圣经的时候很奇怪，他不讲话的。
When he was leading us, he was silent.
我们讲。
So he asked us to share.
我们一天我们读20章。
So one day we will read 20 chapters.
然后读完以后我们就发表我们的感想。
After reading it, we'll share what we were thinking, what we thought of it.
知道我已经离开工作侍奉主了。
So I already left my work and I was serving the Lord for 20 years already.
比较属灵一点。
And so I thought I was more spiritual.
我们交通的内容全部交通完了以后。
So after we share, everybody share everything.
他就跟我们讲，你们的圣经啊，只要两章就够了。
And he told us, actually your Bible only needed two chapters.
第一章主爱我。
The first chapter, the Lord loves me.
第二章我爱主。
Chapter two.I love the Lord.
是不是我们喜欢这样子？
Isn't that right? We like that.
以色列人犯了大罪。
The Israelites committed a great sin.
但我觉得那个神不会允许我们在这种情形里面继续下去的。
God will not allow us to stay in this kind of condition.
这是一个必须，总有一天我们必须面对这个问题。
One day we have to face this problem.
到底是我们是神所造的，还是神是我们所造的？
Are we created by God or God is created by us?
如果你要神引领我们。
If you want God to if we want God to lead us.
到底是我造神还是神造我？
Is it I am creating God or God created me?
我每天傍晚带我家的狗去散步的时候，我就一直提醒我自己这个问题。
Every evening when I was taking my dog out for a walk, I keep reminding myself this.
那天以色列人犯了大罪。
That day the Israelites committed a great sin.
摩西都不知道该怎么办。
Even Moses didn't know what to do.
但是何等何等的好。
But how good it was.
他上山再去求见神。
He went up to the mountain again and sought was seeking God.
这一次不是神召他上去的。
This time, God did not call him to go up.
神说我不要再带领这样的百姓
了。God said, I don't want to lead those people anymore.
哦，摩西上那就求。
God went up to the mountain and he was seeking God.
在破口中的祭司。
He is a priest that stood in the breach.
他去求神。
He was pleading with God.
他还没有说话。
Before he even spoke,
他听到神在宣告。
He heard that God was declaring.
他说：“耶和华，耶和华是满有怜悯、满有恩典的神。”
Oh Lord God, you are full of mercy and grace.
啊，多么好的话！
Such good verse that is.
啊，我们常说时间是神给我们的礼物。
And we all realize that time is a gift that God has given us.
为什么时间是神给我们的礼物呢
？Why is that so?
啊，什么是怜悯呢
？So what is mercy?
在时间里面，我们经历神的怜悯。
In time, we experience God's mercy.
哦，怜悯是神知道我们的软弱。
Mercy is that God knows our weaknesses.
怜悯是神体谅。
Mercy is that God sympathize with our ignorance.
哦，什么是恩典呢
？So what is grace?
哦，恩典是神叫我的心柔软，可以悔改。
Grace is God causes my heart to soften so that I can repent.
时间是神给我们的礼物。
Time is a gift that God has given us.
只要今天太阳出来，我还坐在这里。只要今天太阳出来，我还坐在这里。
And as long as the sun comes out, and I'm still here.
我有机会回转。
I have a chance to repent, to turn back.
我有机会跟神和好。
I have a chance to reconcile with God.
我有机会再让神再来带领我。
And I have a chance to let God lead me again.
哦，这是时间里面的恩典。
That is grace within time.
神怜悯我们。
And God has mercy on us.
知道我们是迷失的罪人。
He knows that we are lost sinners.
主耶稣他亲自取了我们的肉身。
The Lord Jesus Himself took on the form of flesh.
肉身就是这么软。
Because the flesh is that weak.
肉身就是这么糊涂。
Flesh is that confused.
啊，我们常常犯错。
We oftentimes commit wrongs.
啊，我们常常得罪主。
And we sin against God.
我们常常就是那么不认识神。
And we just simply don't know God.
也看不清他带领我的道路。
And we don't see the way He's leading us.
哦，但是神说体谅。
But God said He sympathized with us.
他知道。
He knows.
他不离弃。
And he does not forsake us.
他给我们机会悔改。
He gives us a chance to repent.
哦，我很喜欢有首诗歌说：常失败，常软弱，常跌倒。
There's a song that says we oftentimes fail and fall.
但是我仍属于你。
But I still belong to you.
哦，我还是相信你。
And I still believe in you.
这是恩典。
And this is grace.
这不是我们的天性。
It's not our human nature.
神让我们悔改。
He wants us to repent.
哦，所以我们要回转。
And therefore we need to turn back to him.
哦，我很喜欢诗篇九十篇。
I like Psalm 90 a lot.
我们看到在出埃及记，我们看到百姓。
In Exodus we see the people of God.
他一方面他们亲手做了一个偶像。
On one hand, with their own hands, they made a golden calf.
哦，但是他们一旦知道自己犯错了。
But as soon as they realized they were wrong.
哦，那一天他们除掉身上所有的装饰。
That day they remove all the jewelries off of themselves.
他们来朝见神，他们朝见神。
They came to see God.
哦，在我们人生所走的路当中
，in our lifelong journey，
我们常都觉得是我环境不对，环境不好。
I oftentimes think that it's because the environment, the circumstances are no good。
都是环境。
We always blame on the environment。
啊，我们觉得总是那么不顺。
And we always feel that the circumstances are not smooth for me。
啊，总有一天。
And there's one someday.
哦，那我们不再去看这些环境了。
We will no longer look at these circumstances.
我们面对自己。
We face ourselves.
是我自己的问题。
It is my own problem.
那是恩典。
That is grace.
啊，我们能够降服。
And that we can submit.
那是恩典。
When we can surrender, that would be grace.
这是神带领我们经过旷野道路的原因。
That's the very reason why God leads us through the way of the wilderness.
总有一天我们愿意除去所有的装饰。
There is one day we will be willing to remove all our jewelry.
照我本相来看，来朝见神。
Come to see God just as I am.
然后 只有这样子我们才会真实地懊悔自己的生命。
And it's only in that condition that we will truly be regretful and repentful of ourselves.
要不然我们都是懊悔我们的行为。
Otherwise, we will only be, want to repent from our own conducts, our behaviors.
对，但是只有一天我们真的面对自己生命的时候，我们才懊悔自己的生命。
Only when we face our own lives, our own selves, that we will regret of our own selves.
这是约伯的经历。
That is the experience of Job.
摩西这个摩西在诗篇九十篇，他写到他自己的经历，他自己的感受。
Moses wrote in Psalm 90 about his own feelings and his own experience.
我非常喜欢这个诗篇。
And I like this psalm very much.
这个诗篇叫做摩，这个神人摩西的祷告。
This psalm is called the prayer of the God-man Moses.
他年老的时候，他回顾他的一生。
When he was old, he recalled his own life.
他的人生其实跟以色列人是粘合在一起的。
His whole life was completely connected to the Israelites.
以色列人走过的路也是他走过的路。
The way that the Israelites walked was the way he walked.
他说，我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
He said that for we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
他说我们所经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
For all our days have passed away in your wrath, we finish our years like a sigh.
他说我们的日子呢，所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
他说谁晓得你怒气的权势呢？
Who knows the power of your anger?
谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
For as the fear of you, so is your wrath.
耶和华求你回转。
Return, O Lord, how long?
我们要等到几时呢？
And how long?
我们还要受多少的苦呢？
How much pain must we suffer? How much more pain must we suffer?
我们还要再走多长的旷野道路呢？
And how much longer of the wilderness path do we have to walk?
耶和华，求你回转。
Return, O Lord.
求你使我们早早饱享你的慈爱。
Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy.
求你照着我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us and the years in which we have seen evil.
这是摩西的祷告。
That's the prayer of Moses.
叫我早早能够转换。
And that we will be able to soon repent.
不要任凭我。
And don't simply give me up.
开我的眼使我看见。
Open my eyes so that I can see.
使我有智慧。
So that I can have wisdom.
好叫我敬畏你。
So that I may fear you.
不要放弃你手的工作。
And do not let go of the work of your hands.
坚固你手的工作。
Establish the work of your hands.
摩西写了诗篇九十篇。
Moses wrote chapter 90 of Psalm.
今天早上我们一起来唱首诗歌。
This morning, let's sing a hymn together.
我们请我们唱诗歌532首《玉漏沙尘》。
Hymn 532。
他这里第一节，他说到这个天国即将破晓。
Verse 1 that says, the sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks.
他虽经黑暗四围绕，晨光已经四照。
Dark have been the midnight, but day spring is at hand.
什么是黑夜呢？
So what is dark the night?
我们黑夜就是人看不清楚的时候。
Dark night is the time when people can't see clearly.
人不能够看见。
People cannot see.
那是黑夜。
That is dark night.
我们常觉得黑夜在我周围。
We oftentimes feel that darkness is all around me.
我们环境不顺，我们觉得我们在黑夜里面。
When circumstances are not good, we think that darkness is around you.
但是真正黑夜在我们里面。
But actually, darkness is inside of us.
看不见神。
We cannot see God.
我们看不清楚他在做什么。
And we don't see clearly what he is doing.
我们只觉得我们人生一个苦难一个苦难。
And all we feel is one pain after another.
这是黑夜。
That is dark night.
我不知道你有没有安静下来想看我的人生到底发生了什么事。
Have you ever sat down and think about what has happened in my life?
神你在哪里？
Well, God, where are you?
你在做什么？
And what are you doing?
哦，如果你觉得你在黑夜里面，
If you feel that you are in a dark night,
那就是天要亮的时候。
That is when daybreak is near.
哦，如果我们还不觉得是黑夜，
If we still don't think that it's dark night,
那可能还有一点时间。
Then maybe there's a little bit more time.
天才会亮。
That daybreak will come.
神显现常常都在黑夜里面。
When God appears, it's oftentimes in a dark night.
神离我们不远。
God is not far from us.
哦，神说晨光已经显现。
He says that the dawn of heaven breaks. The day spring is at hand.
前来以马内利之境。
And glory dwells in Emmanuel's land.
哦，为什么我们在黑夜里面呢？
Why are we in dark night?
因为我们是罪人，又住在罪人当中。
Because we are sinners dwelling among sinners.
人的本性就是黑夜。
The nature of man is dark night.
我们罪人的天性就是黑夜。
Our human nature is dark night.
但是像晨光已经显现。
But yet now day spring is at hand.
主耶稣穿上肉身来到我们当中。
The Lord Jesus put on a body of flesh and dwell among us.
你要给他起名叫以马内利。
You are to call him Emmanuel.
以马内利，我们开了条路。
And Emmanuel has opened up a way for us.
他为我们完成一个救恩。
He has already accomplished salvation for us.
叫我们的生命可以单纯。
So that our lives can be pure.
叫我们的生命可以和谐。
That our lives can be harmonious.
叫我们的生命可以属天。
And our lives can be heavenly.
以马内利之境。
The land in Emmanuel's land.
神今天早上呼召我们。
This morning God is calling us.
离开你所有的离开你的黑夜。
To leave the dark night.
前来以马内利之境。
And come and dwell in Emmanuel's land.
我们请这首诗歌说出我们一生的遭遇。
This song talks about our experience throughout our lives.
我们请琴替我们开始弹前奏，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
We'll listen to the pianist and we'll sing this song together.